Just ask it. You don't have to look for it. Just ask it. Open your eyes slowly. Could you get thoughts?
It's kind of weird. Like, should I go to the anxiety part of my brain? I can get like tons, but I don't want those thoughts. So it's like going to the back of my brain for better.
I promise you, anytime you ask for a thought, you won't get it.
Yeah,
it's good. Did you get any? Asking.
As soon as I ask for a thought, it would be like...
blank.
Yeah. And then it would be kind of like, where am I? And then it would be like, I'm thinking about like anything around, like
yeah.
My car, like
yeah.
Yoga, like
uh-huh. Yeah. How was it for you? Where did it come?
Yeah, I thought it was weird how once I was asking for it, I couldn't remember.
You, it couldn't come.
Yeah.
It just couldn't come. Mm-hmm. That is the power of the mind, which is zilch. And here we're running away from it. How silly and stupid this is, and we all do it. I just wanted to show you that when you face a barking dog, it backs up. Right? So now, what I like you to do is I'm going to give you extremely simple instruction. Close your eyes, begin to bring your attention downward. Not your eyes, but your attention begins to roll down to the region of the heart where there is home. I promise you, this is home. Just trust me. Go to it. It's in your own heart. Just go toward the chest and keep your concentration ever so gently and let the mind think. Do not be concerned of it. Be concerned of your intention not wavering. There is a silence for a few seconds. Just do that. As soon as you want, your intention wants to travel upwards, very gently bring it back to your chest again. Do this exercise with the eyes half open, a little bit open or completely closed. It doesn't matter. Silence and reside in it. The sooner the better. Attention to your heart area where the lotus was, is. it was good for you, wasn't it?
It still is.
I know. You too really had it well. Listen carefully to what I have to say, because I'm going to tell you the truth. You are not who you think you are. You are a divine being. I see it. And I'm not saying I see it to give you encouragement. I see it. And so when you go to this silence place, you discover yourself, and all the other stuff, it would be evaporated in front of the sun. It was good for you, wasn't it? Yes. Yes. So a little bit of discipline and forbearance. Not forbearance. What do you call that when?
Perseverance.
Perseverance. Just imagine that. Imagine a chick in the egg. If it decided to not knock, you know? So for us to go there is like knocking at the egg to break it. And it's our birthright. We must do that. If we don't do that, we would be like other people in all sorts of stuff that are unnecessary to take or to hang on to. I started it very, very young. Very young, only 18. And I am so happy I have. And I'm so glad all of you that are here also feel like you must start, so that you're not fooled like other people are fooled by thinking that the suffering and pain and anxiety part of life. It isn't at all. And to think that your mind has power, it doesn't. It doesn't have it at all. That we should fear something? Not at all. You are everything. How could you? There is no two power to fight each other. There is only one. What can it happen to this one if there is nothing else but that? Do you follow me? Do you understand? So, anybody else felt good in that?
I have a question.
Yes.
You know how you're talking about fasting and everything?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, yesterday our class was very profound, mm-hmm. and they wanted to hang on to as much of it as I could without, mm-hmm. you know, spilling out all over using words and things. But it was kind of hard because I didn't really know like where to draw the line. So
he had that problem last week.
I went to lunch, for example, with a group of people, and I was like, okay, do I just sit here? Do I just not say anything?
Okay, the fasting is this way: you do whatever you have to do, just don't do extra. When you come home, just be quiet. When you're finished and your phone, just be quiet. And then before you dial, say, do you really want to call this friend, or am I pacifying myself? If it's pacifying, shut the cell phone and just be quiet. You cannot imagine the profit of that. You know, busy work means a busy mind. So when you go with your friends out, just talk, but don't be so enthusiastic to be the talker. Become a more better listener. And when it's necessary, talk. Be in the conversation, but not overwhelmingly. And then so afterwards you're going to work, you're driving to work. Again, go back, descend to this region and just be happy to be home. You know, be like a bee on the pollen of a delicious flowers. You know, after a while, this place becomes your temple. I mean, you can't, every time you remember that you have this within yourself, which is so grand, you can't wait to reside in there. You can't wait to reside in there. So when we are mental, we run away from ourselves. When we are in the heart, we can't wait to get home. And this is why I, you know, so this is what happens. I lost you because I was talking for others too. So this is what you do. And then before we go to bed, read something inspirational. Read a good book. Cultivate this interest to not send your senses out in a berserk manners. The senses are responsible for the unpeacefulness of the mind because they bring from here, from here, from here, from here, from here, all sorts of information in. So every so often we need to pull them back in for relaxation during the day. And there was time for me that I like to share, that I was resisting silence because there were so many entertaining things was happening. Say I was dancing, I was in a disco, or I was in a concert. It was so much going on, so much I wanted to scream and then applaud and then just go in my own movement. For a moment, remember my home, and I would notice the home as I was going, and the home would reward me. I would be just filled with this grace and this bliss, intoxicating bliss, drunken bliss. I didn't come out of the concert. I was still there. I was still watching the screaming. I was listening to all of that. But I acknowledge what is important in the midst of that. And then I acknowledged it again in the car on the way home. I acknowledged it when my friends were talking. I acknowledged it when my kids were talking. So there is no excuse to not acknowledge home because that's where the peace is. And the sooner the better. The people that say, I cannot, I said, well, my dog can. Very well. In fact, every day in the summertime, we go to a river and he meditates with me. You don't have time? Don't put any time for meditation. Make your life a meditation. It's even better, you know? You don't have to sit down, you can walk and meditate.
So with that, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
With that practice, then we'll be more used to being quiet than being noisy.
Yes.
And in the world.
Yes, what happens is even when you're talking, your mind is quiet. Because you are not taking your state of being into the mind, you are bringing the mind to your state of being. There is emergence then, there is a silence, there is peace, and there is wholeness. People, I know, because I've seen and I see it every day, people take pills for this and pills for that, they can't sleep, they've taken other pills, they don't like something, they take another pills or their diets and this and that. It's a pacifier.